Now, we all know the draft caught some fellows who would have felt more at home in the wax. The sort of a boy who would marry a girl because he could wear her size slacks. Now, here is the story of a boy like that, who's out of the Army and yet who'll never forget his Army days, and whom the Army will never forget. When Sparkle faced his draft board, they looked at him and said, "There's a number we'll just have to have. He'll make the Army co-ed." So Sparkle gave up his job, and they sent him to camp at Dick's, where he soon became a soldier and taught the Army new tricks. But there was sadness at the laundrette the day that Sparkle went. All the boys chipped in and bought a little throw rug for his tent. They drank a toast to Sparkle, and they wished him cheer and luck. They knew no matter where he went, he'd make those sergeants buck. And Sparkle told them to be brave till he came back from war, to carry on and act real gay, just as they had before. To make a man of Sparkle was the government's intent, but it's quite strange they missed, for a little Sparkle changed the entire regiment. Now, he started with the privates, just to prove he was one of the mob, and he went right down the chain of command to show he was no snob. That all began to like Sparkle. I mean, they acted like him, sort of debonair, and the camp began to look like Vassar, even though Daisy wasn't there. A certain Colonel Gruff and Grim, who's always been stern and staid, deserted his ride and began to ride side saddle on parade. And a little private from Brooklyn, who was simply allergic to chintz, got himself transferred to Texas, and he's never been heard of since. One day a captain became livid and blamed it on politics when the PX ran out of Chanel number 5 and tried to sell him number 6. A major got so jealous when a lieutenant made a crack that he tried to pull rank on the Louis, but the Louis just pulled it right back. Though today, to Sparkle, the Army is a memory growing dim. There are many Camp Dick's darlings who owe their success to him. Yes, the Army got that new look when Sparkle came to camp. It was swish, swish, swish instead of tramp, tramp, tramp.